N on Christmas Eve. Although he was able to attend the Christmas Day banquet, Edward's illness caused him to miss the consecration of Westminster Abbey, his most famous project. Although the king's son was often chosen, it was not yet customary in England for the monarch to name his successor. This responsibility was left to the Witan, the king's council of advisers, who were present while Edward lay dying. Choosing a new king was a serious business, and as Edward's marriage had not produced a son, the Witan had developed a strict criterion to help them choose the best man for the job. First of all, the new king had to be an Englishman, as the Witan did not want England to be ruled by a foreigner. Secondly, he must be of good character, and finally, be of royal blood. The king was free to nominate a successor, but the final decision rested with the Witan. The first omen? Shortly before his death on the 4th or 5th of January 1066, King Edward began to speak. He told those around him of a recent dream, where two Norman monks he had once known recounted to him that God had placed a curse on England. 1 year and 1 day after Edward's death, devils would bring fire, sword, and war to punish the country for the wickedness.